My body is lithe, vital, dynamic, alive. My body is lithe, dynamic, vital, alive. Ho-ho! Whatever I claim my body is, that's what I am. Whatever I speak about my body, that's what it is. And my body is a wonderful vehicle, a wonderful tool, a wonderful temple, a wonderful experience for me and for everyone in my world. Everyone looks at me and they see a reflection of themselves. And the more wonderful they see themselves, the more wonderful they see me. When we look at someone who is absolutely fantastic, absolutely glorious, absolutely wonderful to look at, that's a reflection of us. Now, I am the one who makes that out-picturing that you see. So when you look at me, if I like myself, then you like yourself. And if I look at you and I like myself, then you like yourself. If you look at you, you are wonderful, you are dynamic, you are beautiful, you are fantastic, you are glorious, you are outstanding. But it is only when you do that that you are. It's only when you do that 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 is who you are. Now, who are you? Who am I? As I claim I am vital, dynamic, alive, so I am. It's only as I claim that I am vital, dynamic, alive that I am. For otherwise, I am not. If I do not look at myself and say, I am wonderful, nobody else will, because I am the reflection that other people are. They look at me, and that's who they are. I like having the world being wonderful, fantastic, glorious, marvelous. I like the world when it's that way. I like it when it's that way. But it can only be that way if I am that way. As I claim that I am vital, dynamic, alive, then I am. As I think these thoughts, and as I act this way, and as I live this way, then that's the way I am. No other way. No other way. For that is the reality of me. Whatever I think I am, I am. Can I think of myself as a wonderful person and not be a wonderful person? Can I be a wonderful person and not think of myself as being a wonderful person? It all depends on who I think I am and who I believe I am and what is important for me to know about myself that I am. That's all that matters in life. Whatever I think I am, I am. My mind is what I am. So when I think thoughts in my mind, they radiate outwardly in my world. When I think thoughts in my mind, I see everyone else living up to those thoughts I have in my mind. Whatever I think I am doing, I am seeing the world about me doing. It's nothing new, it's nothing different. It is totally whatever I have going on inside of me. My mind is what I am, and really that's all that I am. I like my human body, and it's fun to live in. But my human body is only fun to live in so long as I think my human body is fun to live in. Now, do I want my human body to be fun to live in? Do I want my human body to be marvelous to live in? Do I want my human body to radiate outwardly all that I am within myself? Then that's what I have to know about myself. I have to know about myself whatever it is that I want to shine out in my world. And then my world shines it back at me because my world is my mirror. And when I look at my world and it's good, then I'm good. When I look at the world and it's not so good, then I'm not holding the right kind of thoughts in my consciousness that are the kind of thoughts that I want to hold. It's always up to me. It's always totally my choice. It's always totally what's going on in my world. And what's going on in my world is very, very, very wonderful. And it's happening right now. join me in what's going on in my world. Knowledgeably, knowingly, what's going on in your world. And realize that it's because I love me. It's because I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a glorious day and know that I do love you.